You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Nurses Organisation has voted to strike for an additional 3 days over the coming months, after pay equity settlements have still not been resolved. I spoke to New Zealand Nurses Organisation Associate Manager of Industrial Services, Glenda Alexander, about the pay equity settlement. To start, I asked her what the latest claims from nurses were.
They're not really latest claims. They're the claims that we've been working on for over a year with the DHB. So we've been in bargaining since this time last year, working through a number of issues of various importance, you know, things that are just, you know, sometimes just administrative things around the way in which the collective agreement is written, but mainly our key issues are around pay and staffing.
Are you confident that pay equity can be settled before the planned strikes?
I'm not confident that anything could be settled before the planned strikes, because we're only going to be entering into a conversation with the employer party later this afternoon and then next week. So we really have to see what emerges from those discussions, because we've been at it for a year, as I said before, but we haven't managed to find a proposal that found favour enough with our members for them to agree to it. So we are still hopeful. We're optimistic. There's been some new ideas in the last week, so it will really come down to what's decided and what's presented to us, really.
Do nurses want to go to strikes? Is this something that they'd prefer to avoid?
Well, they definitely would prefer to avoid it, but, you know, that, as I say, they've been, the last pay increase they got was August 2019. We've been bargaining for over a year, and, you know, they are at the end of their sort of patience, really. They want to see a resolution to this issue, and if we could find one that was an acceptable offer, I'm sure they'd be the most happy people around if we didn't have to continue with our planned industrial action.
Yeah, because on the delays to resolving the disputes, Health Minister Andrew Little said this morning in an interview with BFM that the process is complex, which has drawn out the settlement process and made it difficult to come to an agreement. Do you accept his claims?
Well, there's two processes at play here. There's one in traditional bargaining that goes on with between employers and employees all the time, but sitting alongside that is the pay equity process that's also been going on for roughly the same length of time. And one process may well be the solution to the other, but the problem is neither process is at the point of conclusion yet. And yes, if we had a pay equity settlement that was in place and those the settlement had been translated to nurses' pay rates, I'm sure we wouldn't be having the same problem. But they are complex, the process around establishing a pay equity settlement, what the proper rate of pay is for nursing work is really complex. And yeah, but the good news is that in regards to that process, we're not far away from being able to get into the bargaining over the outcome for that process. But meanwhile, we're still in bargaining over the general wage increases that members are looking for.
So specifically, what's the difference between the two processes? Is one of them more important than the other?
Well, one is the long-term sustainable outcome, which will finally ensure that the pay rates do reflect, based on evidence, the historic and current undervaluation based on gender. So we're looking at fixing a long-term process in pay equity in terms of the bargaining that's routine between the parties to do a, you know, sort of cost of living improvement, whatever the main issues are, because it's not just about pay that happens in bargaining. There's things around leave, there's things around allowances, there's, certainly for us, there's issues for us around safe staffing. That's really important that we have not been able to have definite processes that are going to make a difference in regard to nurses having confidence they'll have reasonable workloads.
Yeah, so do you think improvements in things other than directly pay could resolve the situation, such as better working conditions?
I think there's an outstanding pay issue, so that has to be put, you know, to one side, if you like, but then there's also then the other issues that if we could resolve those, that would make a big difference. So, you know, we do need to find a solution to both parts of the equation, really, which is what's challenging about where we're at right now.
Is there faith among the general nursing community that these will be resolved soon?
Well, they're a bit sceptical because, as I said, it's been going on for a long time, but then often things go on for a long time and then you do find a solution. So, as I said before, the solution that arises out of the next few days is really important, and it's important for our members to be able to be given the time to consider that and decide whether or not those proposals would be satisfactory or not. So it's a really crucial point of these processes really right now.
Do you think there's public backing for the nurses? Is there major support to resolve all of this?
Yeah, look, the public are always really positively behind us. They see what goes on. We've seen letters to the editor. We get positive feedback every day. The last strike members of the public were out there supporting our members, and lots of positive feedback. They really want to see nurses paid what they're worth, and in fact sometimes they say you could never pay them enough for what they're worth. But we do know there is a level that which will be a fair and reasonable outcome, and that's what we're trying to find right now.
If there is no fair and reasonable outcome that's found in the near future, how is this going to impact nurses? Is there going to be a lack of people wanting to enter the profession?
Yeah, well, we've already got a lack of people wanting to come in. We're not able to fill a lot of vacancies, and also people are leaving New Zealand to go to countries, particularly Australia at the moment, where they're offering better terms and conditions. So it's intensifying the problem that we've got of the staffing situation. So, you know, on one hand, paying people more money doesn't necessarily resolve staffing, but it certainly makes it a more attractive proposition to go to work there, and also encourages people to want to enter the profession if they think that their skills and knowledge will be valued.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.